Can the shingles vaccine drastically cut risk of serious cardiac events? Find out about this and more in today's Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New data presented at the American College of Cardiology Scientific Sessions in New Orleans suggests that shingles vaccine may significantly reduce cardiovascular events, particularly in high-risk patients. In a large, real-world analysis of more than 240,000 adults with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, individuals who received a shingles vaccine had markedly lower rates of adverse outcomes compared with those who were unvaccinated. Significantly, vaccination was associated with a 46% reduction in major adverse cardiovascular events, a 32% reduction in myocardial infarction, a 25% reduction in stroke, and a 66% reduction in all-cause mortality within 1 year. The proposed mechanism relates to the prevention of herpes zoster-associated inflammation and thrombosis, which are known to increase short-term cardiovascular risk. While these remain observational data and may be influenced by healthy user bias, the magnitude of benefit is clinically meaningful and comparable to traditional risk reduction strategies. In patients aged 50 and older, particularly those with cardiovascular disease, shingles vaccination may now be viewed not only as infection prevention, but as part of a broader cardiovascular risk reduction strategy. In our next story, we learn about the results of the Vesalius CV trial, which challenged a long-standing paradigm of reserving PCSK9 inhibitors for secondary prevention. This randomized trial evaluated evolocumab in patients with diabetes and high cardiovascular risk, but notably without known significant atherosclerotic disease. Over a median follow-up of nearly 5 years, evolocumab significantly reduced the first major cardiovascular events. The incidence of the primary endpoint was 5% in the treatment group and 7.1% in the placebo group, corresponding to a hazard ratio of 0.69. Similar reductions were seen in broad composite outcomes, as well as a signal towards lower all-cause mortality. Importantly, LDL cholesterol levels were reduced to a median of approximately 52 milligrams per deciliter in the treatment group, reinforcing the concept that earlier and more aggressive LDL lowering can meaningfully alter risk trajectory. These findings suggest that high-risk patients with diabetes may benefit from earlier intensification of lipid-lowering therapy even before overt ASCVD develops, and represents a potential shift from a stepwise escalation model to a more proactive, risk-based approach focused on cumulative LDL exposure over time. And finally, a study published in Nature Medicine highlights the growing role of wearable technology in heart failure management. In this observational study, patients with heart failure were monitored using smartwatch-derived physiologic data, including heart rate, activity, and oxygen saturation, collected continuously in real-world settings. Using an AI-driven model, researchers were able to detect early signals of clinical deterioration days to weeks before hospitalization. A key finding was patients who reported a 10% or greater decline in cardiopulmonary fitness had more than a threefold increased risk of hospitalization or urgent care. Notably, these wearable-derived metrics closely correlated with formal cardiopulmonary exercise testing, suggesting clinical validity. This approach represents a shift from episodic, clinical-based assessment to continuous, real-world monitoring, potentially enabling earlier intervention and reducing costly hospital admissions. While challenges remain, including data integration, workflow, and reimbursement, the implications are significant. Wearables may soon play a central role in proactive heart failure management. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us this episode of Peer Direct Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.